Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Shady Silhouettes. This file will make you jump at shadows, will make you wonder if that shape that you see all the way over there is really something or someone, or just another happy coincidence. In a way, this file will help you enjoy the fear of the unknown, the wonderful teasing of the mysterious. I'm sure that you're aware of the feeling of being worried of someone else watching you. And once you have that feeling, sometimes when you look around, you see shadows that look just like someone else is watching you. And then when you look again, it's nothing. Just a couple of branches and some leaves in an odd formation, together with a street light forming a shadow. Or did it? One movement of your head can change how it looks. And this feeling, this unknown, can be anywhere. Shadows and silhouettes can be in the corners of your eyes without you even thinking about it, chasing you and watching you. And the more stark the shadows, the brighter the difference between light and darkness. The more likely it is that you can see something that you're not quite sure about. Some people might even say that this is a completely natural thing, a simple mechanism to make sense of the world. Just as you right now are trying to make sense of my words, wondering if there are whispers or other influences in the background music. Creaks, noises, taps, who knows what else might be hidden underneath. And your brain can't help but want to analyze them all, want to figure out if they are a shady silhouette or actually someone, something, watching, following. You know, it takes very little for fear to be inspired. It can be just a single word, just a single idea, light and darkness, safe, danger, fear. See, fear is not a bad thing. In fact, fear is a very enjoyable thing. We even make attractions, movies, all these things to exploit your fear. And you pay for it. You voluntarily watch those movies. And yet, sometimes the doubt. Sometimes the doubt sneaks in through the back door, step by step by step, going into your subconscious, making you aware of those strange shapes, that seem to be forming just outside your window, a wind blowing. And it's nothing. Or was it? Was it something after all? Shady silhouettes can flow across your vision. Even when you're staring, sometimes the darkness stares back. And when that happens, you're right to be afraid. Your heart pounding, adrenaline rushing. Your eyes worried. Afraid, scared, wondering about all the things that could possibly be in the world, monsters of different kinds. And nowadays they don't hide under your bed anymore, do they? They hide in the shadows, in the corners. They hide outside, where the street lights just fail to reach. Everywhere, if you dare to look, there are shady silhouettes just waiting to be discovered, just waiting to be revealed. Even in a bright room, there are shadows. And in fact, the brighter the lights, the darker the shadows appear. Darkness is everywhere before the light arrives. The speed of dark is greater than that of light. And you're not quite afraid of the dark, but you do see things. You see shapes, you see forms, functions, creatures, things. Who knows what horns or teeth, eyes or skin you may devise. Sometimes a cloud has an uncanny, distinct look, and it's almost unbelievably sharp, the shape it shares. With silhouettes, it can be just the same. Most of the time, there is reasonable doubt, but sometimes the doubt gets very little chance to bring anything positive to the table, and all you can see is something dangerous lurking a bit closer than you like. Did you check under the bed? Are the shadows free? Is your space free of shady silhouettes? You might have to check. You might even enjoy the fear. It's safe, just creepy. Wake.